From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, here is the 925th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry. Starring tonight, Jim Reeves.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman, he gave him a line of coal. He said, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum, he slammed the boxcar door. Well, he put me off in Texas, the state I dearly love. The wide open space is all around me, the moon and stars up above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to Dixieland. My pocketbook is empty, my heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train.
Thank you, folks, and to each and every one of you, a real big welcome to your Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight, you'll be visiting with Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, Del Wood, the Opry Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And visiting us and you tonight, a real pretty country singing gal from Virginia, Miss Janice Martin. And if I can get this fellow away from Janice Martin, I'd like for him to come out here right now. Hey, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Howdy, Jim Reeves.
Howdy, Rod.
Howdy, Cat. How are you?
Just real fine.
My net, it's hot tonight, eh?
Yes, it is. Pretty warm.
Boy, you going to have a big 4th of July?
I'm looking for the biggest ever.
Boy, I hope I have as much fun as I did last year. Me and my gal Susie was invited to a big picnic, see?
Yeah.
It was a swell affair, a big banquet.
Oh, yeah.
And they had all kinds of victuals and grub. I'm telling you, I never seen so much. And right across the table, sitting from me, was a woman sitting there right across from me, had on the funniest looking dress I ever seen. Boy, it was skimpy, I'm telling you.
Skimpy?
Yeah, there wasn't much to it upstairs. I kept looking at her and kept looking at her. I couldn't hardly help it, you know.
I understand, yeah.
And Susie got jealous of me, I reckon. You know how women is.
Just like a woman.
Yeah, kicked me on the table and said, what do you keep looking at that woman for? I said, well, I was just looking at that dress she's almost got on. Susie says, what kind of a dress is it? I says, well, it ain't nothing much above the table, and I'm scared to look below it. Well, sir, I'm telling you, she looked down at her and seen that dress she had on. She turned around to me and she says, why, you fool, that's her coming out gown. I said, yeah, if she comes out much further, somebody's going to have to push her back in it, too. Well, sir, we sat there and we ate up everything, Jim, it was fit to eat. And then they brung around them little old bowls of water to everybody.
A little finger bowl.
Yeah, a little finger bowl. No, it is a little old bowl of water. I put sugar in mine and drunk it. Some of them crazy people washed their hands in it. Yeah, I didn't tell them no better. It wasn't none of my business. I don't care. And then, boy, we had a dance. I'm telling you, me and old Susie was rocking and rolling and swinging and sweating there, boy.
Really getting with it.
Yeah, we was getting with it. And there was some old big tall fella. He's taller than you, Jim. I don't know who he were. I never did know him. I don't know who he were. I don't know where he was from. I know he didn't know me and Susie neither, or he wouldn't have did what he did.
He wouldn't.
No, because he kept busting in, breaking in on me and Susie there. Yeah, and I know he wouldn't have did it if he'd known me and Susie, because everybody that knows me and Susie knows that I'm hers, and she's mine, and we're both each's, you know.
I see.
Yeah. Well, sir, he kept breaking in on us there, and it just made me so all fired mad, I just reached up and I popped him one.
Socked him one.
Yeah, I did, but I oughtn't to have done it.
How's it?
That fool weighed 90 pounds from his elbow out, and I got every bit of it right in the jaw. Man, I mean, he let me have a haymaker.
Really let it go?
I got up from there, and we had it nip and tuck. He nipped, and I tuck. I got Susie by the arm. I says, let's go home, honey. And she says, I ain't ready to go. I said, shut up now. Let's go. Let's go. I wasn't scared of nobody.
Oh, no, I know you're not.
No, I wasn't scared of nobody. I just didn't want to start no trouble there in that strange place. I got Susie, and we started down the street toward Susie's house there, and I looked across the street, and there that fella was following us over there.
Following?
Yeah. We'd walk a little faster, he'd walk a little faster. Walk a little faster, he'd walk a little faster, following us.
Couldn't get rid of him.
Directly I lost sight of him, lost him, couldn't see him nowhere. Well, it was early, and we got down to Susie's house. Me and Susie sat down out there in the swing in the yard.
Yeah.
Out there in the lone swing, just me and Susie. Yeah. It was early. Yeah. We was just sitting there. It's me and Susie. Just sitting there. You know what that fella done, Jim?
What'd he do, Rod?
He hid over in Ms. McKinney's yard. That's your next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
Got behind one of them great big old arborvitae bushes.
Arborvitae.
He picked up a half a brick bat and threw it over and hit Susie right there in the side and broke three of Susie's ribs.
Three of her ribs?
And busted them two fingers right there. All the
Now, here's that pretty thing that had Rod so fascinated off stage there, the RCA Victor star, Janice Martin. Janice! Janice, it's nice to have you with us at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
This is your first time on the Grand Ole Opry, too, isn't it?
Sure is, and it's really a thrill.
Well, while you're still up on Cloud 9, how's about treating the folks to one of your fine RCA Victor songs? Maybe Love Me to Pieces?
All righty, here it is.
You love me to pieces, baby. Squeeze me till I'm crazy. Hold me the way you used to do. You know that my love's growing stronger, and I can't wait no longer. Been saving my love just for you. Oh, baby, now hold me, thrill me, squeeze me so tight, kiss me, miss me all midnight. Why don't you love me to pieces, darling? No use in us a quarreling. I only need your loving arms. You know that I'm plumb mad about you, and I couldn't do without you. I'm just appalled about your charm.
Brassfield, come here a minute. I want to ask you a question.
Well, now, what makes you think I know the answer?
Well, I just got a hunch.
But, man, them hunches going to ruin you. You're better off with a sure thing. You know, like Prince Albert smoking tobacco. With PA, you're downright sure you're going to get natural tobacco taste with every pipeful.
Rod, you're so right, and you know why? Prince Albert has a natural tobacco taste, because nature herself put the flavor in Prince Albert.
Yeah, PA does a grand job of keeping and even improving that flavor that nature puts into PA tobacco, too.
And isn't it wonderful the way PA is crimp cut to pack neat and firm?
I told you, PA's a sure thing. I hope the pipe and making men listening in remember that, too, because PA can give them a lot of extra enjoyment. Cool and comfortable, mild and tasty, and always fresh. That's PA for sure. Now, what is that there important question you want to ask?
What question? There's no question. Everybody knows Prince Albert is sure to please. Time now for everybody to get his partner and join in the square dancing fun at the Grand Ole Opry. It's all going on to Tommy Hill, the fiddle, and Katie Hill.
Heart by the left. Wait, all ladies. Wait, all partner. All the gents in and watch them play again. Wait, all ladies. Don't forget your good looking honey baby. You come along right and right hand and cross and turn around. Left hand right back the other way. All down we're going up halfway door.
Of all the hymns and sacred songs we've ever heard, I think this is by far our favorite. It's been popular with country folks and with city folks, with everybody who listened to the wonderful melody and the meaningful words of Peace in the Valley. Well, I'm tired and I'm weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Well, the morning's so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness,
no,
no sorrow,
oh my Lord,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, my Lord, no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Thank you very kindly. Well, sir, your Grand Ole Opry friends, as you know, do a powerful lot of traveling to entertain the folks around the country. Going through Pennsylvania not so long ago, started this next fella to play in the Pennsylvania Polka. I'm talking about Chet Atkins. Great, Chet. Well, sir, starting right now, we're turning over the Grand Ole Opry to the lady folks. And what do you say we start off with the gossip? Here she is, the gossip of Grinder Switch cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, so we're getting ready for the 4th of July up at Grinder Switch. At Grinder Switch this year, we're going to have the 4th of July on a Thursday. And it's going to be next Thursday, and we are all getting ready for it. Oh, I hope we have as much fun as we did last year. We had a great big fish fry and picnic, and oh, it is more fun. My feller Hezzy went with me. And we had the best time picnicking. Oh, it was more fun. And one thing happened, though, that was kind of bad was Sutwalla's hogs was right around there where we was having the picnic, and the hogs got into some of the food. And we couldn't scare them away, so we called Uncle Nabob because he's the champion hog caller, Uncle Nabob is. And when he seen them hogs in that food, you ought to hear what he called them hogs. Oh, but last year, by this time, Brother already had him some firecrackers. Some of them was real good firecrackers and went off with a loud noise, but some of them just didn't hardly go off at all. They was awful duds, just real bad duds. And speaking of duds,
Hardy Minnie.
Well, Rod, I just worried about you.
Yeah, I was right there. I couldn't hear.
Rod, I'm glad you come in here because you're a man of the world and you're sophisticated and smart and a lot of other things. I want to ask you a question just between you and me.
Yes, Minnie.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No, Minnie, I'm inclined to want to take that second look.
Oh, you mean a... You mean a girl might have a pretty face, but you want to wait and be sure she's got a slim waist and slim ankles, huh?
Well, not exactly, Minnie. I ain't interested in them slim waisties and them our ankles. I just want to see if she's got a fat bank account.
Oh, Rod. Rod, you mean to tell me that you'd be interested in sparking me if I had a rich uncle to die and leave me $1 million?
Why, Minnie Pearl, bless your heart. Why, I'd be interested in you, Minnie, no matter who left you $1 million.
Oh, Rod. Rod, I'd be ashamed. That's the way all you men are. You're just after money. I'm glad I've got my feller Hezzy. Do you know what he says when he introduces me to folks when we're standing side by each?
Yeah.
And he introduces me to somebody.
Yeah.
He says, "This here's Minnie Pearl. She's my weakness."
Weakness.
Uh-huh. One feller said, "That's your weakness, huh? Woo! How puny can you get?" But, Rod, I want you to come over to the 4th of July if you can.
I wish I could, Minnie. I can't make it. I've got to go to Livermore.
Well, you didn't come over last year either.
No, I missed it, Minnie. I missed it last year. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad for one thing you missed it last year. I was embarrassed about my brother.
What in the world did he do?
Well, he had on red, white, and blue pants.
Well, that patriotic booger.
Yes, he was. But when they fired the sunset gun...
The sunset gun?
Yes. The flag and brother's pants both went to half-mast. Bye now.
Say, Minnie, what's this I hear about you using a secret weapon to keep Hezzy smiling and happy?
Jim, it ain't no secret and it ain't no weapon. You see, the only time Hezzy ever gets upset's when he forgets his Prince Albert and his OCB papers, so now I always carry some around in my purse.
Well, I can't blame Hezzy for wanting to have his PA with him. He's just like all other Macon's men. They like the way PA rolls so easy and gives you that good, rich, natural tobacco taste.
Hezzy says nature sure had a grand day when she put the flavor in PA.
And Prince Albert sure does a grand job of keeping and even improving that flavor. Another thing, PA won't blow around or dribble out the end.
You mean because it's crisp cut, right?
Right. Pie for our Macon's, you're always right when you choose cool smoking, always fresh Prince Albert.
It's the natural test, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Next in line, now that it's ladies' night at the Opry, our fine guest star, Miss Janice Martin.
Janice.
Say, Janice, what's your pick of the song for the folks this time?
But I'd like to do another of my RCA songs, Jim, one called Two Long Years.
Good.
He never did right, he never did call. You can't blame me for getting tired at all. Just stand for what any other girl would do. Found me another boy twice as true than I. Just forgot about you. Dum doodle doodle doodly doo. I'd still be here loving you now if I'd have thought you cared about me. But I figure by the way that you never did right that I was just used to be. I'd have been glad to have you back, but I thought you wanted to be free. And I figure by the way that you never did call that you didn't give a hoot about me. 2 long years I've waited, wait for now 2 long years I've cried. I'd have been a mourn, you'd have been a poor, I'd have found that you'd have been true. But you never did right, you never did call. You can't blame me for getting tired of it all. I just did what any other girl would do. Found me another boy twice as true than I. Just forgot about you. Twice as true than I just forgot about you.
Real wonderful having you with us at the Grand Ole Opry, Janice, and come back real soon. One more opera sweetheart now, my all-time favorite at the country piano, Miss Del Wood and the 12th Street Rag. Playing for you as only those flying fingers of hers can play. Before you sing our next song, Jim, I know the folks will want to know where you're packing up and rolling to next.
Well, Grant, the first stop is in East Tennessee.
Yes, sir, and I know exactly where you're going to stop. It's at the Hillbilly Homecoming in Maryville, Tennessee, next Tuesday, July 2nd. And, of course, Jim, you're going to be joined by a lot of other stars in our business up there in Maryville for those, I believe it's 3 days. And Jim Reeves and the Wagon Masters roll on for shows at Sally Starr's Ranch at Berlin, New Jersey, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Then you'll be at Angola, Indiana at Buck Lake Ranch, Sunday, July 7th, at Johnny Ryan's Amvets Park at Granite City, Illinois, on Sunday, July 14th.
Thank you, Grant. Well, we'd like to sing a song now that we're real happy about, and there's not too much to say about the song on my part, except that the wonderful voices of the Jordanaires are on our record, and they're going to help us sing it tonight. We'd also like to say thanks to friends everywhere for making this one of our greatest records.
Yeah. out where the bright lights are glowing. You're drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me, closing in on me. Sometimes I ask why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll say, one night with you is like heaven. So, while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Four walls to hear me.
Thank you so much for coming over to visit, and if it's all right with you, we'll come calling for you next week in the old buckboard. And up in the driver's seat will be the daddy of them all, Roy Acuff. And besides all his picking, singing, and grinning Smoky Mountain boys, Roy is bringing along Jimmy Newman as his guest. Till next week, this is Jim Reeves saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now you ought to discover the difference between just smoking and Camels, a real smoke, I mean. Taste Camel's full, rich flavor, feel smoothness all the way, and you will see why Camels are the leading brand today.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. You can taste the difference between Camels and other cigarettes. Camels are rich-tasting, full-flavored, and deeply satisfying, pack after pack. You can feel the difference, too. The exclusive Camel blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking. See for yourself why Camels are the largest-selling cigarette today. Try Camels. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.